We want to thank y'all for tuning in to Run Up the Numbers.
Every Monday at 8 a.m. And if you missed us in the morning, you can catch the replay in the afternoon at 2 p.m. and again at 8. You can also check out the shows archived over at thenumbers.fm. And for you early risers, every Monday morning at 6 a.m. on 107.1 X-Ray FM.
Make sure you're following us on all social media because we out here.
Yes.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, yes. House Party,
yes.
YouTube,
there.
Twitch, Black Planet. I know y'all talking about our OnlyFans. It's going crazy in there. MySpace, Tinder, catch us ticking on the TikTok and Google Plus.
What's going on, Numbers fan? We'll have some brand new episodes of Run Up the Numbers starting next week. This week, this episode will feature an excerpt from a show on our sister station, X-Ray FM, called News of My Fiancé, featuring myself and Morgan Jones of the Unrefined Sophisticates podcast. This is a live show that airs every Thursday morning from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM X-Ray. Archive shows can be heard on the X-Ray app and website. You can also find the most recent episodes everywhere you listen to podcasts, except Spotify. Enjoy.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
What up?
What's going on, man?
Happy Thursday.
It is a Thursday. It's a Thursday. I'm happy I'm here with you. I'm happy we got the news going. I'm happy we got Nebraska in the building.
Definitely. Happy.
We're in the fun drive. Really great things going on.
We got money guns. Everybody is money equipped. Guns.
Listen, Nebraska, yep. It's a hair trigger. A hair trigger on that thing. Be careful. You can't risk any injury right now. All right?
It's a big show.
It's a big show. I do want to remind everyone, you can also check us out any archived episodes on the podcast. On the website, X-Ray's website in the app. All archive shows are there, as well as anywhere else you listen to podcasts, with the exception of Spotify. You can find News of My Fiancé and Views with My Fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Ba-boom. How is you?
All right. This week has been a week.
Yeah.
It's been a very hard week.
Yeah.
As we say in our house, it's rough stuff.
Rough stuff. Rough stuff. When we were getting our coffee this morning, one of our homies was like, oh, you guys have a lot to talk about this week.
Yeah. Shout out to Eddie. It's like, you got no shortage of...
No. Of tomfoolery.
Of tomfoolery and topics. And it's our last day to pitch this fund drive.
Yeah.
So we got big news.
Okay.
We got big fund driving to do.
Yeah.
Big donations our way, baby.
Come on.
We're really looking to, okay. I'm just going to ambush. I'm going to expose us for
do it.
Who we are.
All right.
Normally, we have a peer-to-peer page.
Yeah.
Which means I am in competitive mode, and I am here to win. Now, don't get me wrong. I am still very much about getting X-Ray as many dollars as we possibly can.
Facts.
But right now, you don't even know to tell them I sent you. You know what I mean? Which puts me at a disadvantage of winning. But that's not the point.
No.
The point is to make sure that X-Ray is funded.
Yeah.
To make sure that we can continue to bring you this... lovely, lively content from all sorts of content creators, mm-hmm. DJs, voices in your community, which is so important.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of outside folks going into other people's communities telling them what is and isn't happening. And man.
A lot of big dollars being pushed around.
Big money.
To suppress independent voices.
Yeah, big time.
You know.
So, today we're going to talk a lot about the goings-ons in the news, but we're mm-hmm. also going to talk about you becoming a member for $15 a month.
I got a goal. I got a goal. And, you know, sometimes I get a little wild with it.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
I've whittled it down. I got a membership goal this morning. I want to get 2,000 new members before our show is over. This is the whittled down version, guys. We can get
this
two
is you
racks.
Reeling it in.
This is be reeling it in.
2,000 people. We have 15, we're not even talking $2,000.
No. We have 15,000 people listening right now.
How can you tell that? Okay.
I check Nielsen. It's great. Okay. It's great. We're doing great. No, two listeners. Become members today. $15 a month. What do they get? T-shirt, right?
You can't ask me that kind of thing.
Okay.
I think they get a first t-shirt. Thing in the morning.
Maybe it's a mug. I'm not sure.
I think it's a t-shirt.
But you know what you definitely get?
Nina's going to kill us.
Yes, she is. Nina's going to kill us. You know what you definitely get, though? Our gratitude.
And I'll give you the quiet air horn.
How you feel about that?
Huh?
Yeah?
Listen.
You don't you know want you need it until... Yeah? Right. Now you can.
And then you can't get enough.
You can't live without
it. You want it all the time. You can take the archive sound of the soft air horn.
Mm-hmm.
Make it your ringtone.
Or your
text tone.
I like this. I do like this.
You don't even have to pay for that, but $15 a month.
Yeah, I like it.
Hmm?
I like it.
We love a sustained giver.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong. All the givings are great, but we love a sustained giver because we can count on it.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that you know is going to happen each month. And you know how important that is, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is the relationship, right? Independent voices that can count on the community support.
Hello.
And we'll keep on bringing you this early morning fervor to your Thursdays.
Also, there's a match, and we'll get to that in just a little bit.
But okay.
We've got a $5,000 match from four people that love this station.
Okay.
They care deeply.
All right.
And,
Okay.
We're going to keep it popping.
We're going to keep it popping. What are we talking about today in national stories?
Oh, boy.
I'm sure you guys could guess.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys can guess. We're going to talk a little bit about, Roe v. Wade and its possibility of going away.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about Ohio, the great state of Ohio.
A lot going on over there.
J.D. Vance has advanced in the Senate primary, Republican Senate primary, and... Chantel Brown beat Nina Turner in the congressional race. And I'm...
Yeah. I was a little distraught, but there's a silver lining in that.
Yeah.
Local stories. We got Portland City Council races looking pretty bleak for the black women that are running.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan Pulliam got run out of downtown Portland.
I mean, this is really... If I could just choose... I do realize that I helped produce this show. But if I could just choose... I'd like to just talk about Stan Pulliam being run out of downtown Portland by 9 protesters.
Man.
That's exactly what I would like to spend an hour and a half talking about.
Just 9.
But you're just going to get a little bit of that work.
Yeah.
Also, 8:45.
Alex
coming through with Tevis's budget proposal. We're going to hear from Alex on what the mayor is saying he's going to do with money.
Lord of mercy.
It's going to be a little bit different today.
Yeah.
We're going to do a lot more talking than reading news.
Yeah.
And because we feel like these stories you may have heard something about.
Yeah.
And we are starting to realize there are a lot of different perspectives out there. And
I don't know if we're starting to realize we're just being blasted with them.
Yeah.
Coming from the very darkest, dankest corners of existence. It's like, wow, they still make your model?
Yeah. They're still making that model person.
In 2022? Man.
We need the expansion pack.
We do.
Because, fam.
We do.
Y'all living in them dark ages. Man. We can't have it.
There's a lot going on. Doctor Strange comes out tomorrow, guys. Behave yourselves.
This is... The most important part of this week.
The multiverse of madness.
You know? He has
Come on.
A full-blown countdown for a solid 2 weeks.
It's how I've been remembering the days of the week.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Yeah. Ambush is not great with dates, details, you know, those kind of things on a normal basis.
No.
But we do see priorities. And my man has been able to tell you when May 6th was for a solid 3 weeks now. Oh, that's Friday, May 6th. So that means Sunday is the 8th. I guarantee you he doesn't remember that Sunday the 8th is Mother's Day, but we'll move forward on that. Look at his face. I would. It is, in fact, a multiverse of madness.
Shock and awe.
Mm-hmm. Live from Gilead.
Boom. You've been transported into a dystopian present.
A dystopian present.
Yikes.
You know, one of the things about watching The Handmaid's Tale, I'm going to be honest that I did not read that book, but hooked on that show.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things about watching it that was really, I don't know what the right word is, disarming, you know, is that when they start doing the flashback scenes are today.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you mean my bank card doesn't work?
Bruh.
What do you mean I don't have any money in it? What do you mean I don't have a bank account? Yeah, so there's been...
We'll jump into the text real quick. Respond to that text. Thank you. We got a text during the break. This is with regards to the fun drive, because we are fun driving.
Driving them funds,
driving
baby.
Them funds. I ordered my sweet member bandana, but still waiting for Morgan to start a Substack, Patreon, church, or cult so I can join. That debate moderation was amazing, by the way. Thank you so much for that feedback.
Man, thank you.
Yeah.
The cult is coming.
Cult is on the way.
It's coming, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what a Substack is, so I keep hearing about them.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have to look at that. I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Well, the cult's been a priority, so.
You know,
we'll get around to the Substack.
Keep things on top.
Cult, Patreon, Substack. It's that order.
Got it.
Yeah. Never a church.
No. Is it? No organized religion, but.
She's like, well.
No. No. I'm agreeing. You may have heard about just a little opinion written by Justice Alito that was leaked. And this is our new buzzword of the week.
Mm.
Leaked. That's the thing to think about here, I guess, instead of what the actual opinion is. That opinion is that Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey are unconstitutional and overreaching and misreading the Constitution. And so, you know, they shouldn't be around.
I mean,
go ahead and overturn that.
You mean to tell me that the racist forefathers didn't have the foresight to see the need to have some type of wording directly addressing technology that didn't exist yet?
I mean, number one, that ambush. But also, I'm going to tell you this. The technology may have advanced. Abortion has been happening forever. If you can be a person, if you're a person who can be pregnant, you have, there are ways and means.
Methods.
As they say.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have been around for many a moon.
Mm.
I don't think the founding fathers ever thought about women outside of ownership because that's who we're talking about.
Right. They're really good with
and
owning.
The idea that we continuously hearken back to this constitution that was written by enslavers.
Right.
By colonizing enslavers, raping, pillaging people.
Right.
We gotta go back to their minds and their fever dreams and make sure that we live inside of those.
I mean, what were they thinking?
Well, what would we be thinking to not uphold it, right? What would we be thinking wanting to have rights over our own bodies?
Right.
Nuts!
Insane.
And right now, Ambush, they're for me, tons of blame to go around.
Mm-hmm.
Tons and tons and tons and tons. And one of those things is the apathy that we just live in, the air we breathe, patriarchy, the air we breathe, the inability to access healthcare as the air we breathe. We've been talking about the states that have been working locally to ban abortion, but know that abortion has been effectively banned in many of these southern states by just doing the legislation around it. You know, Well, you're going to need to have a certain height in your clinic. The ceilings have to be a certain height. Your hallways have to be a certain width. You have to have a certain amount of doctors on staff at all time. You know, like this has been happening. I think Oklahoma had one abortion clinic.
Right.
There's also been the huge trend for years now of fake abortion clinics
that oh, yeah.
will pop up right next to a real provider and will basically just try and shame girls and women into not choosing that route.
Totally wasting their entire time and traumatizing them.
And traumatizing them in that waste, I suppose. And what I'm worried about right now, we're going to try and keep some of this short because there's so much news to get to, I know. But what I'm worried about is the political fallout from this is already looking very stupid. Very, very stupid. Democrats are fundraising. They're going to fundraise on this. They're going to campaign on this. And they're going to do absolutely nothing at all. They have the power today. Number one, sorry, I had to stop myself from cussing. End the filibuster. Codify this completely. They have the power to do that right now. And this isn't like some disillusioned, you know, this isn't the way power works. Guarantee you. Watch. I mean, we see what the Republicans just did when they had power.
Bruh.
We see what they did. This whole, like, I'm going to play by somebody else's rules. They don't play by those rules. This dignity, this high road, this we go high, none of it. Because right now, anybody who can have a baby is in peril. Period.
Period.
The fact that we would ever be talking about the, extenuating circumstances in which that could maybe be okay. It's none of your business.
Yeah, who cares, bro?
It's none of your business. And this is the same group of people that continuously fights for the death penalty. Make it make sense.
What happened to my body, my choice?
What happened to those lives mattering? And I'm going to tell you this, Ambush. The more that I hear pre-born, I may jump off the Broadway bridge. I cannot handle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's to swim in the Willamette, guys. That's not for any other reason.
No.
To be clear.
Yeah. That's a challenge.
But no, this idea that we're just going to forego all of the science and talk about make-believe and then live by that make-believe is just too much for me to handle.
I do want to jump back to a point you made about the Democrats kind of just sitting on their hands here. Anyone listening, maybe it's your first time listening, maybe you've been a loyal listener and you haven't texted yet. I do want to know. I do want to see something come through on the text line, knowing, having the understanding that the Dems could actually do something. And we've watched them continuously do nothing. What do you feel like your options are?
Well, all they're telling us to do is vote.
Yeah.
This is why vote blue no matter who.
Listen, listen, we're getting to some some stuff later on that I will be very clear on when was my last year voting blue. If things move forward the way we are hearing for 2024. But yeah, I want to know how are you feeling about this right now?
Yeah.
I really do, because it's we're being gaslit. We're being gaslit into believing that their hands are just so tied.
Bruh.
And we watched a reality TV star become president and wreck shop.
Yo.
Like, he's not even a real Republican, but he brought home the gold every single month for them.
Bruh.
Like, no games played.
Straight up wrecking ball.
Dog.
Constitution, like, where?
What? Like a seasoned athlete, he was killing it for them.
Oh, boy.
And it's terrible. LOL. Because, he's, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but here we are, career politicians, and we just can't, at some point, we just have to look them in the face and say, you're lying to me, and I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm over it. You know what? I know what you're about to say. It's a continuation of the last thing you said. It's more of the lies. we're good. We're good here. We're good. Let's just, you know.
Rudo sent a text.
Rudo!
Good morning. Joe Byron, that just made my morning, by the way, said we need to vote more. We need to vote more pro-choice people into office. Joe, we keep doing that. Do something once you're there. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. It can't be performances every single day. It cannot be that. That cannot be y'all job.
Seriously.
And this idea that we just need to keep voting them in so that they will sit on their hands, so that they will let Republicans wreck shop. And here we have the Republicans creating Leakgate.
Yeah.
The thing that we need to be talking about, the thing that is so upsetting right now, is that someone, somewhere, dare leak an opinion from the Supreme Court.
Highest court in the land.
Just over here messing up all the dignity and...
I mean, it's a great strategy. It's a great strategy. They're playing into that dignity, high road, foolishness that the Dems celebrate and you know, stomp the yard on. It's great.
Not stomp the yard.
It's great. It really is.
Ambush, mm-hmm. They were calling it the real insurrection.
Of course.
And you know what I did?
Did you turn your TV off?
I almost threw things at it, so yes, I turned it off.
Babe,
I
was, we don't have the finances to afford another television.
We don't. And no, we don't. And I didn't. I turned it off.
Nebraska, that TV got us through the pandemic.
It did.
Couldn't go to the movie theater, but sat pretty at home. Yeah, I understand the rage.
The idea just... of this is the real insurrection. There was some sort of, you know, breach of... there's an overturning. There's a treasonous act has happened because someone leaked this. I also just, you know, like you said, this is a great strategy for them, but they're also simultaneously blaming the left for doing that while saying the left is benefiting from it while they're just talking about the leak instead of what it actually means. The only person that I've seen address this as a Republican address this as something that they are excited about is Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was fake crying up there talking about finally the devil don't win. And Mitch McConnell, who's been working on this his entire turtle life, had the nerve to be like, hey, that ain't even the news today, friends.
Yeah.
That ain't even the news here. We need to be talking about that leaked situation.
Long turtle life. Listen, we got to make sure we're not allowing these Republicans to drive the conversation, especially when they're not putting things on the table that rely on logic, science, any shred of humanity, devoid of empathy. We got to make sure they're not pulling us into these conversations to distract us from the real damage that they're doing. I'm saying this to you guys because I know how upsetting and I know how, like, triggering a lot of this is. But you will be on your interwebs arguing with someone who really doesn't care. And we've got a lot of really hard work to do right now. We have a lot of rallying to do right now. We are not just trying to keep Republicans at bay with the foolishness they want to get done. We are up against corporate Democrats.
Bruh. Who hate us, I think, more.
Yeah. So here we are, true progressives. Not the Pinos. True progressives. And we're in the middle. And we've been told over and over again, hey, you got to join either side if you want a voice. You got to join either side if you want to make a change. We don't. We just have to get active. We have to get active. We can make this happen. They have shown us they do not care about our values. They really have. They campaign on it and turn our backs on us immediately, unapologetically. Just, cancel school debt. Nah.
I'm going to remind everybody that our good friend Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, ran on making sure that Roe v. Wade would be just straight up codified law.
Yeah.
And got in and was like, oh man, I got way bigger fish to fry right now, friend. I'll get to it. And if you forgot, he never got to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are.
I mean, we're still, like, there are still people that don't understand. One, this isn't about, like, actual babies, and this isn't actually about, you know, what happens inside of a Planned Parenthood, because abortion services only make up about 3% of what happens at a Planned Parenthood. If it weren't for Planned Parenthood, I would not have had health care for the early beginning of my adult life.
Right.
My late teens, early 20s, if there was no Planned Parenthood, if there wasn't a donation-based kind of payment, the health care that women need to receive yearly, I had no access to it. And I just, like, I can't believe that we have to, like, say that out loud.
Right.
Also, it's like 60 to 70% of Americans are like, yes, every lady should be able to choose what they want to do with their body.
Right. So we're sitting here watching the minority.
Yes.
Move. This is no different than the conversations we have about who has the, you know, the majority of the wealth on the planet and the way they've been controlling things. I know this sounds conspiratorial, but it just is what it is. Like, honestly, just is what it is. We're letting a minority control us. And the fact that 65 to 70% of the nation totally is for abortion being an option, us having the right, pro-choice. And it's in jeopardy. That means too many of us are taking things for granted and they're just kicking it old school, just chilling. Expecting nothing to change. We got a couple texts in. Only liberty for white males as it was written when the Constitution was written.
See?
As it was when the Constitution was correct. From the person that wants to join the cult, I don't know what to do about the Dems because they clearly care more about preserving the status quo than they do about even winning. Denying them votes doesn't even teach them a lesson. Mm. All they seem to fear is progressives within the party.
We are aligned. We do need to be together. Forever.
Yes. There does need to be a cult. I'm sorry.
We are aligned.
We got another one. Good morning, Morgan and Ambush. Personally, I feel things are very bleak.
Mm-hmm.
I even once had hope for the progressive movement, i.e. the squad. As Nina Turner's law showed us, that there's too much dark money interfering. I'm disappointed that the Justice Democrats didn't rally around her under the pretense of fighting a losing battle. Yes, Malcolm.
We are talking about that next.
That is what's coming up next, Malcolm. Another text. I can't believe someone took away the Supreme Court's ability to choose.
Yeah.
When they tell us they're going to do this. Rudo! Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's definitely it.